We prepare for the Miami Dolphins. They're 5-7. They're 2-1 in the NFC East. They're 4-4 under new coach Dan Campbell. I think they have outstanding team speed. They're -3 in turnover ratio. They have a talented group of offensive players led by the left tackle Albert, the center Pouncey, the quarterback Tannehill, the running back Lamar Miller, outstanding size and speed at their receiver core led by Jarvis Landry. Their defensive team is led by Ndamukong Suh, Olivier Vernon, Kelvin Shepard, safety Rashad Jones, and corner Brent Grimes. Their special teams, which is eighth in the NFL on punt return at 10.0 per, does an outstanding job, and Jarvis Landry is the punt returner. They're 12th in kickoff coverage, allowing at 22.5 yards per kickoff return. Vigil, number 49, their outstanding special teamer, has blocked one punt in this group, and 2014 had 5 block kicks, 3 punts, and 2 field goals. We have 2 players today that will not practice in Flowers and Kennard. And as you know, Zach Diassi, Larry Donnell were both placed on IR earlier this week. Questions?
Is Kennard the hamstring, or is both, or is
who?
It really Kennard? One or the other?
Kennard's injury?
Is his hamstring that's really the problem?
No.
What did happen to Zach?
Zach had a ligament in the wrist that had been bothering him, and it was determined by the specialist that they thought that it should be fixed at this time.
Does Larry need surgery too?
I don't think so. Larry is a question of continuously looking at the MRI, and there's no timetable on the other end of when, in fact, he would be healthy, and so therefore the move was made.
Is there any long-term concern there? Is that something?
At this point in time, I couldn't answer that, but I think that they're very optimistic about the healing process, but it does take time.
Long snap is one of those positions where it's probably nice not to have to worry about it for the last 8 years.
Well said. Well, we've had Dan Aiken in for a couple of days, and we've worked him. He's worked in pads and snapped the ball and done those type of things on Wednesday. And, so he's a veteran. He's played in 63 games. And obviously it'll be something that the opponent will be most interested in. But he's a big guy, and hopefully he'll be able to hold up in there. Jumping jacks for every meeting like that, that's for sure. No, it's exciting. Let's face it, it is exciting. I mean, I've said it many times before, we have to take care of our own business, but to be in a circumstance where we're in the hunt is a good and exciting thing, and I think the players realize that.
Do you view it as a reset? Do you try and put everything behind you at this point?
Rearview mirror. I mean, there's a lot of things I've talked an awful lot about improvement on the individual basis. I've talked about deserving the right to win, and that every one of us has to improve in order to raise that level and be deserving of a win. But I've also mentioned that what's in the past is in the past, and we really do have to go forward.
So, Coach, you talked about what your message was to the team off the bye with 6 games to go. What is your message now with 4 games to go?
Just what I said, 4 games to go. We are tied for the division lead. We will win as soon as we deserve to win. And the deserving to win part of it obviously comes from being able to finish on a stronger basis than we have. And as you look around, you can find a million reasons why one play has cost us games. And if that's the case, then each one of us, coaches, players, examine your own conscience, come up with those things that are necessary for us to make improvement, and let's get it done now.
Tom, the Dolphins have not been great against the run. I'm sure you're scratching your head in there for weeks, so what can you do to get your running game?
Just keep working at it, keep running the ball. I mean, I thought the other day we rushed it 24 times. You'd like it to be in that, 25 to 30, quite frankly, even higher in the days when we thought we could run it better. But all we can do is keep working at it and working at it and not lose patience with it, understand why it's there in the first place, why it's important for our team, for the way in which we would like to play. I thought that the other day we had a very humble amount of yardage, but there were a couple of runs that could have been even better than they were. Instead of five, they could have been 10 or 12 or whatever, and that's what we got to keep hoping for and working towards.
And you're totally on board with, you know, mixing four guys in. I mean, very often on the second series, you've had four guys touch the ball, which
yeah.
is pretty unusual.
Well, I am, but, you know, again, the hot hand thing would come up. If that was to take place, it could be done differently. But, again, I point out to you, we have four runners. All four of them are healthy at this time of the year. The running game has not been what we would like it to be. They contribute on special teams. They do a lot of things. And so at this point in time, this is what we're blessed with. We had one young man that we give a suit to that was special teams, and he's done a decent job when he's been called upon to run.
Tom, you look at the Dolphins against the run. They've given up a little bit more than 4 yards. Do you have to be more patient this week on the road with that, with their offense and their ability?
Patience, I would hope that there's enough there when the game starts that we would, you know, be able to build on the runs that we have. I can be patient if we're making some yards. Yes, I'll be more patient. But as the other day now, we decided regardless that we were going to stay with it, and we did. We ran the ball in all quarters in the game, ran the ball at the end of the game, got ourselves into what should have been a makeable 4 minute third down and didn't make it.
Tom, we asked you the other day about why Reuben Randall's production has dipped. He has since said that he's been frustrated with his role and the amount of opportunities he's gotten. Is it a little bit of a catch-22 for him? Is he not maybe earning those more opportunities that he seems to want?
Well, I mean, I would take full advantage of the ones that I do have before I would talk about opportunities. There's, from day one, there's been opportunities here for everybody to, you know, fit in and be a part of, and we do need to have better balance. There's no doubt about that. Hopefully we can accomplish that going forward.
In your search for a reliable second option to Odell Beckham, is Randall, because of the talent that he has, kind of the guy you would look to fill that role?
It's been that way. I don't think you could argue with that. And we've had big games out of Harris. We've had some, you know, we've been expecting that Akeem would come along. Miles White, when given a chance, came through for us the other day, despite the penalty. We took the ball from the 4-yard line back to midfield.
He wasn't out there for the opening drive of the second half on the field, was it? He wasn't out there for the opening drive of the second half, Reuben. Is that performance related?
No, I don't think so. Not at all.
Tom, with Bobby with Bobby Hart and what he showed you at right tackle, and Newhouse will be back on a limited basis. Is that a consideration for you to keep Hart there, or?
Well, it is, provided, you know, where we have Bobby Hart, who can fortunately play guard, he can play tackle. So, you know, at this point in time in the year, when you seem to have an injury here and there along the way, it's good to have a young guy that does have that kind of intelligence and can be used out there. If that's the option, then we'll take it. There's a lot of pluses on both sides, obviously, and we needed to see what we saw the other day from our team, and we need to continue to have field position based on our special teams, and it was good to see that happen.
If Flowers can't play, then you stick with Pugh out there on the left side?
We'll see, depending on how this week goes, but that's a good option for us.
With respect to the running game, you've had instances and seasons where you've had a lot of success with three guys. Bradshaw, Jacobs, and Ward. This one just seems a little bit forced sometimes. Do you, as a head coach, sometimes feel the need to say, you know, it's just not working like this. Just do it differently.
You know what? Everybody, that's not the reason the run game is not going, okay? I'll just tell you point blank. One guy is used in one capacity. The other three guys are used according to on all first and down situations. Sometimes it comes down to who can pass block better than the others. So, believe me, I'd love to stand here and tell you that, yeah, that's the reason we're not making any yards running. But it's not. It's not. Now, they're not always doing the right thing or making the right cut, but that hasn't been a major issue for us. And for a long time, it was only two plus Vereen. Darkwell wasn't a consideration until, I don't know, 4 or 5 games back when he did get an opportunity. And he showed well when he was given that opportunity.
How much does your tight end blocking, in your estimation, figure in?
We've got to get some work done there as well.
Do you guys need to get Green more involved?
It's game to game, to be honest with you. But when he has been involved, it's been a good thing.